As Devi Priya Mataji and Jana Mataji are going to make their offering, I would request Krishna Katha Prabhu, Gokul Rani Mataji's nephew, if he's around, can maybe come over closer to the microphone.
Hare Krishna. I was completely and devastated when I heard the entire news of all these 8 devotees whom I was very, very close to. My obeisances to all of them. I would first like to speak about Madhupriya. We were very, very close right from the time she came into Krishna consciousness to around 20 years. And we had small, small, little conversations in the beginning. But of late, whenever we met, it was not less than half an hour that we spoke about our children, basically. As we know that she's been always very, very resourceful, a very, very genuine devotee. And behind her smile, as Mehraji said, there were many, many things which she was actually very, very worried about. And one of them was, she would always call me Devi, and she would say, I want my children to be in Krishna consciousness. And the way she had tutored them in Krishna consciousness, and I would always tell her that they are not going to go anywhere. And that, even Kunj Bihari Prabhu's major concern used to be that our children should be in the movement. And just because they are so attached to Maharaj, we can today see the way Vidhi and Prerna both together have handled this difficult situation, taken support from devotees, and taken shelter of Maharaj. It is amazing the way they have handled the entire situation. Madhupriya, myself, and Radhapriya, whenever we were on yatras, our children were of same age almost. And we remember, especially in Vrindavan, they were allowed to be together the whole day. But in the evening, the girls had to report to us, and the boys had to report to the Prabhujis. And especially in Govardhan Parikrama, you know, we would, all three of us, Radhapriya, myself, and Madhupriya, would be just behind the girls, just so that they can be together. And in this way, many, many memories with her. About Shiv, more than us, Baldev is completely shattered because he told me, saying, when we were small, we were a group of 3 boys, Baldev, Pranav, and Shiv. While class was going on here, they would be playing cricket with an empty Bisleri bottle. And they had so many things to share with each other. Kunj Bihari Prabhu, as everyone said, always smiling and would share so many things with us. Gokul Rani Mataji, I would like to share one instance of her sincerity in devotional service. Again, a very, very genuine and a straightforward devotee. Amazing way of bringing up Taruni. And as mentioned, that the way she parented Taruni was really amazing. The kind of field that she was working in, she has not left her for a single moment alone. And she was so confident about that. I remember how once when Taruni was doing a drama with us, the Bhajan Sundar Kundal, and she became Krishna. And we had very less days to finish up our drama. And constantly for 8 days, every day she would bring Taruni to practice at Gopal's Garden School. And all of us saw the way in which she performed for that particular drama. Taruni had no airs about the field she was working in, unlike many other children. She was very, very down to earth. Gokul Rani kept her very, very grounded. And once, it was about 15 years ago, Gokul Rani Mataji just told me, there was a festival in the temple and we were asked to bring bogas. So she said, I'm just somehow not able to make things at home. Can I come to your house and cook? So I said, yes, definitely. You tell me whatever you want. And we made preparations at home and she came and cooked. And we cooked together for 3 hours. And I was so inspired about how seeing her in her sincerity in cooking, to go to somebody else's house and completely she was so involved. A great, great source of inspiration. Murli Mohan Prabhu and Gagan, of late, we became very, very close. He would always invite me to his house for darshan, and I somehow never went. It was just last Janmashtami that around 2:30 in the night, I told my family that I have to go this year. And I'm so grateful that I went this year, otherwise it would have been, I couldn't have able to forgive myself for that. And again now for Chandan Yatra, he invited. And he said, you tell me when you can come, and then I will invite all other devotees at that time. But somehow I regret, I could not make it. Gagan, a very, very devoted brother to Murli Mohan Prabhu. Murli Mohan Prabhu wouldn't take our calls, but Gagan would always answer the call. And both the brothers, they would stitch dresses for our Gaur-Nitai deities at Gopal's garden. And till now, every time I would tell them, how much do I have to pay? And they would say, where are you going to go away? Or where am I going to go away? But believe it, they have still not taken the Lakshmi for those dresses. Gaur Krishna Prabhu has been very, very merciful to my son Baldev. And he told me that the amount of association he would give me, he would take me to Govindas and spend so much time. And once he had come home for prasad with Govind Prabhu, and the way he told Baldev how much he liked it. And I'm so extremely grateful to all eight of them, and I'm just not able to express my gratitude to them. But surely, I would just pray to Krishna. He has already taken them into the right situation to give strength to their families to bear this loss. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
I remember the first time I met Madhu Priya. It was in 87. And she was very keen to know more about Krishna consciousness. She was so excited that she wanted to meet me daily and discuss spiritual topics. But soon I had to leave for Pune. And then she was in the family way and was advised by doctors for bed rest. But during the few months in bed, she wrote many letters to me in Pune. In fact, I still have them. And she asked me how she could progress. And she asked me many questions. And there was, our letters were always exchange of question answers. I asked her to read Bhagavatam, and I believe she did that. She was very intense in her search for God. And every letter was filled with an anguish, give me Krishna. I know that she got Krishna. But after she developed more faith, she was so keen to give Krishna consciousness to others. And she understood Prabhupada's mission, that if you are grateful to Prabhupada, you should share this gift that Prabhupada has given. So she organized many programs, preaching programs for her social circle, and she did a lot of preaching. But whenever she met me in temple, she had only one worry. One was her daughter, two worries actually. One was her daughters, and one was the two mothers, Kunj Bihari Prabhu's mother and her mother. And she would often tell me, come home and preach to them. So this mishap has been a great loss, but I know that our loss is her gain. I remember the sweet song, Aa laut ke aaja mere meet, tujhe mere geet bulate hain. Aaj suna pada hai mandir, tujhe ye geet bulate hain. Ek pal hai hasna, ek pal hai rona. Kaisa ye jeevan ka khel. Ek pal hai milna, ek pal bichadna. Jeevan hai do din ka mela. ये घड़ी तो जाएगी बीत खत्म सब रस्में और रीत रह रह कर याद आएगी मीत तुझे मेरे गीत बुलाते हैं जय कुंज बिहारी प्रभु इट वॉज ऑलवेज अ प्लेजर टू मीट यू सो एंडियरिंग यू हैड अ वेरी इजी गोइंग एटीट्यूड टुवर्ड्स लाइफ बट येट यू टुक अ लॉन्ग टाइम टू टेक अ वाउस फॉर इनिशिएशन बिकॉज यू फियर द कमिटमेंट ऑफ सच अ वाउ But yet you were happy to see that your wife had taken initiation and you fully supported her for many years till you finally decided to commit yourself and surrender. Then there was no looking back. You were a great support to our congregation. Every Kartik, you distribute papers. And I took some and I helped myself and many others with the instructions. So we'll always miss you and your sweet smiling face. Gokul Rani Mataji was not seen too often at the temple. You were always visiting the temple of your heart. Maharaj says some people come to a temple and think of home. But whilst at home, you were always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. And thus Krishna reciprocated with your mood and appeared in your home in beautiful forms of Krishna and Balaram. And you served them with loving devotion. We will miss your sweet smiling face and your quiet and gracious ways now and always. I am sure Gokul Rani is now a Gokul Vasi. Meeting Taruni was always a pleasure because she has such a wonderful blend of material and spiritual qualities. So lively, so polite, so well-mannered. Success did get into your head and you maintained a beautiful balance. Though in the limelight, you were always enthusiastic about your material career and also about your spiritual life. You were always enthusiastic to associate, and your mother told me how you were keen to worship the deities at home. And I know the success has been yours all the way. At such a young age, you perfected your life. On Taruni's first birthday, I just got to know that Maharaj was there and he said, saw people giving gifts and he said, what gift can I give Taruni? So Maharaj gave her a gift that may your first birthday never be celebrated again. So this gift has come true. She doesn't have to take birth again. She's gone back to Godhead. Murli Manohar Prabhu, you will always be remembered lovingly each morning at Shringar Darshan. You design such beautiful flower dresses that every flower speaks about your devotion. We know that you will be forever designing dresses for the divine couple. And lastly, a prayer of request. Since death always strikes a chord in my heart, my dear Lord, though Guru Maharaj has kindly explained in Srimad Bhagavatam class how we should accept such trauma and not be confused and bewildered, still as a conditioned soul, I pray at your lotus feet, please save us from such tragedies in the future.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Before Krishna Katha, Prabhu makes... Yeah. I would just like to read the condolences letter sent by Her Grace Dina Tarini Mataji, who is a very close associate of Yamuna Mataji. Most dear devotees of Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir and Mumbai Yatra, with folded hands and bowed head, I offer my most humble obeisances and expression of gratitude to you all. For many years, both Yamuna Devi and myself have honored, respected and held in such deep regard all of the wonderful devotees there in Mumbai that we felt ourselves to be aspiring members of the community even though we physically lived somewhere else. That is why when I heard of the tragic loss you recently experienced, I personally felt a deep sense of connection with you all as having lost my dear devotee companion Yamuna Devi recently. I know how painful and disorienting such loss can be. Even though in one sense we feel joy for them because they are going back to Godhead, still we grieve for their loss to us, for their exemplary love for Guru and Krishna, their vibrant and valued friendships, dedication to the path of bhakti, their character and personal examples, and committed service to Guru and the Vaishnavas. I wanted to express that my deepest and most heartfelt prayers and condolences are with you at this time. I take solace myself in knowing that you will shower each other with love and support at this time and take shelter in the fact that you have the greatest process of self-realization, Bhakti Yoga, the greatest association in your congregation and the greatest and most loving Guru in His Holiness Radhanath Swami. I wish I could be there now to render whatever small service I could in comforting and encouraging you. But instead, I will do it through the heart and through my prayers. With this deepest gratitude, love and appreciation, your servant, Dinatarini Devi Dasi. I will request His Grace Krishna Kathak Prabhu, who is a nephew of Gokuldhani Mataji, to share his memories. And I'll request dear Gaurang Prabhu to make the next.
Hare Krishna. I thank Gokuldhani Mataji because she was my Shiksha Guru. Because of her only I came into Krishna consciousness. And I thank her for helping me and guiding me also in all different phases in life which I went. And I can never forget the motherly love and care which I got from her. And 2-3 incidents which I will never forget in life were the first time, means when, because we were relatives, but once she had come in Janma Mataji's house for in around 1993, so a seminar was there, and after that she was staying with us, and while returning to Bombay, I was also with her, and in the train, it was afternoon time, and she just gave me books to read. And the book which I first took was Perfect Question, Perfect Answer. And after reading the book, she started to explain me who is Prabhupada. And in the same night, she gave me beads and just told me to chant one round, all your problems will be solved. And I had faith in her because whenever before also, whatever she used to guide, I used to follow and see the change in my life. That was one incident. And even in the second incident which I'll never forget was during our marriage, my relatives were parents were forcing me to have same caste girl, and I was just trying to, I told Gokuldhani Mataji, I want a devotee wife. So once she told me after marriage that when she was sitting in front of deities and while chanting, she got a thought and for Kamlati, and she proposed our to marriage bureau and all these incidents. I got means she all the situations I saw, all different phases I saw. She always cared, helped. I can never forget all these things. Even Taruni, which Janma Mataji also said, first birthday, it was a place. Same incident, I was also present over there, and I saw after the program was over and the cake cutting ceremony was to just begin, and I saw Maharaj also getting Taruni in front of Maharaj, and just what same answer which Majanavati told that Maharaj, what blessing can I give her? I just bless her that she should never become 1 year again. So I was just thinking, how this means blessing will manifest in future. Always I had this thought in my mind. And Kunji Bihari Prabhu also, he was also very good with, friend with me. Many times in yatras we were together. And personally when I was in his shop, I was purchasing one shop 12 years back. He just told me, wait, I'll guide you. Don't worry, I'll just help you. Means out of, even I didn't ask any help from him, but he was personally coming in front and helping me, guiding me. I'll never, means always I remember him also. He called sometimes to him also. Today I'm praying to all of them that please pray for me that I also can become serious and sincere in practicing Krishna consciousness like them. Thank you. Hare Krishna.